Next patient is Lonell, L-O-N-N-E-L-L, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, 1854. Today's 9:30. This is a 70-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of systolic congestive heart failure, hypertensive heart disease, paraplegia, cerebral infarction. Patient is now total and completely bedbound, ADL dependent. History of colostomy and right leg amputation, period. He tells me that he has the two available to him, but he chooses not to use that. He has a KPS score of 40%. He remains ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent. His weight has been stable, period. Patient has issues with shortness of breath and decreased activity, most likely because of shortness of breath and atrial fibrillation. He also appears debilitated. He has Una boot in place on the right side, but there's definitely an improvement in the size of his stasis ulcer. His sacral decubitus ulcer remains the same. Patient has a KPS score of 40%. Patient has a Foley catheter in place. Also suffers from hypertension, paraplegia, CBA, left-sided weakness, cervical cord injury, above-the-knee amputation, and peripheral vascular disease. Patient also suffers from a spinal cord injury, back surgery. This is a new paragraph. Wound care surgery. Patient is not a candidate for revascularization and or cardiac transplant. Because of his atrial fibrillation, he lost about 5-10% of his cardiac output. He takes Flecainide and Eliquis to control his symptoms. He also is on Metoprolol to keep him from developing atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, as his beta blocker does a good job also controlling his symptoms of congestive heart failure associated with shortness of breath, air hunger, and anxiety related to his congestive heart failure. Given the natural progression of his congestive heart failure, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. Put somewhere in there, left-sided weakness noted. The ulceration in the sacral area is now stage 3 and remains in stage 3 since end of June. KPS score is 40%. Thank you.